So the naive approach would be to put all the tenants into the same database and just have a column, say tenant ID, based on which you're filtering which rows belong to which tenant. And then you don't need to have those columns in every single table. Wherever you're able to do joins and then get to that tenant ID and then filter by it, you can use it this way. But the risk of this approach is that if someone forgets to filter by tenant ID, or someone executes some operation that goes cross tenants, then you could corrupt the data by executing an operation of one tenant and affecting and influencing the other tenants. So it's a bit risky. Another way how to isolate would be each tenant would be stored in a separate schema in a same database. So let's say you would have tenant one dot a name of table. You can also, and that's what I did for a couple of applications, but it's not ideal because of the database object permissions. But technically you could create a prefix for each table, or maybe suffix, and then create a table on the fly. And you can even modify the structure on the fly. And then each tenant has its own set of tables. But I would say schema is way better for that, because on the schema level, you can control permissions. So theoretically, each tenant can has its own login. And for that login, you can just lock access to just a specific schema. And this way, you can't that easily affect data of the other tenants. If you need more isolation, then you can be having one database for one tenant. This is not very ideal, because then you're having, let's say, thousands of databases for thousands of tenants, and it's not very scalable. It's a maintenance nightmare. But the Azure SQL database pool is allowing you to do this, and then you don't have that high costs. So it can technically be used, but not for too many tenants. So always think about what will be the possible highest number of tenants in, let's say, not just short term, but like 2 years from now. And then other option could be a hybrid approach. So you could have some big tables that could be partitioned, and so everything would be in one database, but you would have, let's say, multiple file groups, or you could be using sharding. Some data that is common can be stored in some shared database, and then data that is independent for each tenant. Let's say you can have a need to have completely different structure for each tenant. Maybe some, let's say, contact tables where each tenant is defining its own structure. Yeah. So for that, yeah, separate databases. Now, how to switch between these databases? You can be doing this in the entity framework. You just inject DB context factory that does a decision like for which tenant you're creating the connection, and it will use the different connection string. Or you could use the same connection string, but then using an interceptor, you could inject the use database for that specific tenant command. I don't really like this approach, but it seems to me a bit messy, but I've seen some teams doing that. And yeah, these are, nothing else comes to my mind right now, but I'm sure that there will be other options how to do it.